the normal service area included in the price.
New 20-inch televisions only £269.95, with 22-inch at £299.95, or the luxury of a 26-inch for just £389.95.
Halls TV Services, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Now, where have you got the choice from eight manufacturers such as Sony, Toshiba, GEC and Tatum?
Halls TV Services.
That's right. Now, where can you buy a Betamax video for only £339.95 or a VHS for £439.95, including free video library membership?
Halls TV Services, of course.
Halls TV Services of 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells. 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For real value for money on TV and video sales and service, you just can't beat Halls.
Gravel Hill Service Station, Ludlow, for service, parts, MOTs and accident repairs.
Gravel Hill Service Station cater for most makes of car or light commercial vehicles and offer service facilities at a realistic price.
Gravel Hill Service Station carry a wide range of replacements and DIY spares to keep you on the road. Big discounts on exhausts plus free fitting on certain models. Just ring us for a quote now on Ludlow 2584.
So for all your replacement parts, however big or small, call us. Gravel Hill Service Station, Ludlow. We're open 7 days a week till 8 o'clock and offer a 24-hour breakdown service. That telephone number again is Ludlow 2584.
Gravel Hill Service Station, where you and your car are still important.
For the best attention that your money can buy, let Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre replace your time-expired grass-cutting machinery with a new Honda, Mountfield or Westwood. Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre will demonstrate the machine of your choice on the acres of grass here at Burford and guarantee you don't buy a pig in a poke. For keen prices, the Westwood offer of free accessories and to try before you buy, come along to Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre at Burford and they'll let you mow their grass before you mow yours. Don't forget, they'll also service your existing garden machinery and also stock McCulloch chainsaws. You know where they are, at Treasures of Tenbury in Burford, or ring them on Ludlow 810816. That's Tyndale Garden Machinery Centre for all your garden machinery needs.
Bike Old Frozen Food Centre is an off-licence at Ludlow and Church Stretton. Available between now and Easter, a Bike Old deep cut offers on food and drink. If you want first-class service and value for money, Bike Old is the place to be this Easter. Listen to these prices. £4 of Bird's Eye Garden Peas at £1.68. Bird's Eye Original Beef Burgers only £2.99 for 20. 36 Bird's Eye Fish Fingers reduced to £1.98. King Frost Breaded Cod Fillet just £1.45. And Plain Haddock Fillets by King Frost now only £1.48. So don't forget, look out and listen for more of Bike Old's very special offers at Ludlow and Church Stretton.
Storybook tragedy. This is this love of a point.
Jackson and Don't Go Walking. In the rain, well, the weather tonight, it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be a bit windy and blustery showers with a top temperature tonight of something like 2 degrees centigrade. It could freeze later on, but the weathermen never ever get it right, so anyway. Right, we have here another of these, not another of these hangman things. Yeah, well, why not? Because the other one was so successful, wasn't it, Martini?
Oh, yes, absolutely tremendous success.
It was, actually.
Good old...
Mima, what's her name?
Mima Price from West End Cottage in Nobury won it.
Mm.
Anyway. Easily.
Yes. Well, she is pretty easy, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Right, first word. Okay. Stop muttering under your breath. I know, he's starting to snort now. When he starts doing that, yeah. Two words here. Two words. Four letters in each word. Two words, four letters in each word. Clue... No, I can't give you this clue because this clue is going to give it away. What you have to do is give us a call now. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Can't get much more precise than that. Give us a letter out of the alphabet and we'll play a couple of records and see how you get on. What about a round of applause? Yes? For Martin Kay. All right. Well deserved too. I'll start throwing things at you next, Martin. That time as well. Rotten eggs all over the place. Hard-boiled eggs.
Hey, this is a good record.
You be quiet. This is super. This is excellent.
My word.
This is Michael Jackson taken from his LP called Thriller. Jackson. Sounds good, doesn't he? Must be one of the richest pop stars around at the moment. And at this time of day, I always play this jingle.
It's a good morning, Sunshine Radio.
That's just to be a little bit on the daft side. Hello, who's calling Sunshine? Hello? Speak to me, will you?
No.
Who is this?
Dave.
Hello, Dave. Where are you calling us from?
Leinster.
From Leinster?
That's right.
Okay, Dave, let's have some letters and some things off you.
Okay, is there an I in it?
There is. Well, shall I tell you the ones that have gone so far?
Yes, please.
Because the guy you were talking to a minute or two ago hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. Now, I know what I'm talking about, because J has gone, and J, the letter J appears on the first letter, okay, the first letter of the first word, the letter J. Mm-hmm. On the second word, the letter W, okay, the letter W is the fourth letter, okay? The fourth letter on the second word is W. That's all that's gone so far. Excuse me. Have another stab at a letter.
Okay, is there an A in it?
There is an A in it, yes. And the A appears second word, third letter.
E?
The letter E doesn't appear in it.
It doesn't.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Not to worry. But you said Dave from Leinster.
That's right.
Good lad. What's it like in Leinster this afternoon? Okay. Same as it.
Grey.
Same as it always is.
Yeah, boring.
Good old Leinster. You don't like it if you call it Leominster over there, do they?
No.
They get all uppity.
We're all, yokel, not me.
No, we're not. We're the same over here. In fact, we're the same everywhere. Be a different world if everybody was the same, correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay then, thanks for calling.
Okay.
And, well, if you think you might know the answer, give us a call back, but you have to be pretty quick, okay?
Right, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Cheers now, bye-bye. Okay, so what's gone so far? This is what has gone so far. The letter J has gone, that's the first word, in the first word, the letter J, first letter. Second word, the letters A is the third letter, and the letter W is the fourth letter. Can you do any better than that, Marty? I don't think I said that right, did I?
Well, you could try it this way, actually. The first letter of the first word is J, and it's gone.
That's right. And the second word of the third letter...
The third letter of the second word...
16 minutes. I'm doing it on purpose. Never mind. 16 minutes before six on a Saturday evening from Sunshine.
And what a program.
If you're going... program? If you're going out tonight, don't forget to take the wife with you, will you? Because don't leave the wives at home. Because you know what they like? They start moaning and groaning and things like that. Let's just take that caller here.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, all right. Hang on a second. You know what these women are like if they sit at home doing their knitting? Good. Right. They go on and on and on. They never stop, do they? Hello, who's calling?
The Beast of Yunislas.
Hello, Beast of... Who?
Yunislas, near Bor.
Yes, I know where that is. Right, give me some letters.
O.
The letter O has gone. That's the first word. Second letter.
Pardon?
The first word, second letter is the letter O.
N?
Yes. First word, fourth letter. Now, come on.
That's Nicholas.
You were going well there, weren't you? What letter?
S.
S? No.
Nope.
Goodbye.
Cheerio.
Ta-da. That's the way. These smarties. Where did he say he was from?
Borth somewhere, wasn't
Borth. He was no more from Borth than I was.
No.
14 to 6, good evening from Sunshine. Martin Kay and James Harding on the final programme of the series. Actually, Martin, can you sing?
Pardon?
See if you can sing to this record.
See if I can sing. I can't
I'll
sing.
Tell you when to go. Wait, what a record. Well.
What a singer.
Still be looking in your ebony eye, and we'll hold.
Dennis Edwards and a good record. Now, last week, you may be listening, you may have listened last week, and we run a competition about a certain lorry, and we were giving away an LP. What was the LP called, Martin?
It was the Icicle Works.
Thank you, Martin, yes. And we've actually got a winner here, and the winner is Maureen Brown from Leinster. And, of course, the lorry's name was Cannonball. Cannonball. Do you remember that, Martin?
Yeah, that was the joke we cracked about the Yorkies, wasn't it?
Was it? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello, Edna.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good girl. What answer have you got for us?
John Thor.
John Thor?
Yeah.
Right.
You're all right, Edna.
All right, Martin, right.
Good girl.
You sound half cut, Edna.
No, I'm chuffed.
You've been on the sherry, haven't you?
No, I'm pleased. I had a winner on the Grand National today.
Did you? I only got a third.
I had a first and a third.
How much did you win?
Well, I don't know yet. It's all called one taxi ticket, you know.
How much did you put on?
Oh, a couple of quid.
2 quid.
So if we all come down to Leinster, you'd be taking us out for a jar, will you?
That's 30. That's 30. Like pounds. Shut up, Martin. Oh, that's £30 you've won, Edna.
Oh, I don't know yet. Well, I did pay the tax. I don't know yet.
Yeah, you should pay the tax first.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. We all make mistakes, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made one coming in here this afternoon.
Yeah.
You do every...
Oh, he's very good.
He does that every time he comes in here.
Martin Kay, I'm not kidding you. He's a complete white. He's about as much good as a soggy wet arm.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing anyway.
What's that?
You're very good together.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, we sleep together quite a lot, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, we get to know one another, you know.
Well.
Yeah, anyway, thanks for calling, Edna.
Right, thank you, bye-bye.
Well, I'll see you on the Christmas tree, all right?
Yeah, okay, bye.
Right at the top. Ta-da. Well, you wanted stupid program, Shropshire, and you've got one. It is a lot. There's only 10 minutes left of this program, you know.
10 minutes left to go.
Yes.
Ah.
What's all these people milling around?
I don't know, there's all sorts of...
Who's that chap stood by the side of you?
There's all sorts of rubbish just walked in here.
What's his name? Ask him what his name is.
Yeah, who are you?
Chris.
Who?
Hello, Chris.
What do you want?
Where have you come from, Chris?
He wants
to be a disc jockey.
Come from Malta.
You don't want to be one of those.
How far have you come to see us, Chris?
No, not in the disc jockey.
God, am I talking to myself here?
Come and talk in the microphone. It's very talky. Oh, dear.
Chris.
Where have you come from?
Malvern.
Yes. That's a bit of hard luck, isn't it?
It's a long way.
Yeah.
Well, go on,
what made you go and live in Malvern?
Well, I was born there, actually. Yes,
it's a bit of hard luck as well, isn't it?
Got a record here.
Yeah, that's it.
Bad time as well. Thank you, Chris. It's really exciting stuff, this studio, isn't it? What do you say?
Well,
the old Casey and his Sunshine Band. That's the Way I Like It, performed there by Dead or Alive. That's the Way I Like It. How do you like it, Mart?
Not very often.
Hot and cold.
That's it.
Well, it's coming up to 6 minutes before six here. It's time for us almost to go, but I will remind you about the programmes tomorrow from Sunshine. They're not all as bad as this. At 7 o'clock in the morning, it's Dave Dunn. Dave Dunn on Sunshine on Sunday.
That's as bad as this.
And we've got the Reverend D. Jenkins at 9 o'clock with Sunday on Sunshine. That's an interesting feature there. At 3 minutes past ten, it's James... Oh, no. It's James Harding. At 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it's Martin Kay with a request programme.
Oh,
no Adrian Coles tomorrow because he's having it away in London this weekend. That's what his wife says anyway. At 1 o'clock, Adrian Coles, not this weekend. At 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it's Mike Willis with the oldest programme. What are you giggling at? At 5 o'clock, it's AJK. And tomorrow night, we close down at 7 o'clock. Two more records to go. How about saying goodnight, Martin?
Good night. No, seriously, actually, it's been good fun for 4 weeks, hasn't it?
It's the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really.
I mean, we said that we would do this nonsense programme to see how...
Just as a one-off.
Yes, to see how it was taken by the British public, you know, or the Shropshire public.
And it wasn't.
Well, it was really. I mean, there's letters here, look.
Yeah, all three of them.
There's one. There's another one down there somewhere.
Thank you, by the way, to the lady from Beaumere Heath who wrote in to us.
And thank you for the tea this afternoon, for the tea lady.
Yes, that's right.
Don't know what happened to her.
The lady from Beaumere Heath, actually, the letters, I forgot to bring it in today. We're going to be playing you a request tomorrow on my programme. Because you want a request or something.
You've got a programme, have you?
I have, I think.
That's the coffee's almost gone, look.
Mine's empty, it's gone. Oh, no, it's here. It's cold now.
Just plug that through here.
Oh, hang on, we've got somebody on the phone here.
The thing is...
Hang on a minute.
The point is, you see, what we do here... We used to have the bell ringing, but it got on everybody's nerves, and everybody wrote and said, we don't like the phone going.
That's it.
So we stopped the bell. And then when we stopped the bell, everybody was ringing up and writing letters saying, we'd like to hear the bell. You can't ring, can you?
You can't, can you?
Anyway, who's there? Hello?
Hello, you lot.
Who's that?
Congratulations on your crackpot programme.
On our what programme?
Crackpot programme.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's very good.
Who's this?
The big M.
Oh, no, not Margaret.
I'm sorry.
All right, Maggie.
I just had to congratulate you. You were saying it was the end of 4 weeks and Lord knows what, but can't you go on?
No, it's against the union rules, you see, because we've taken up too much airtime, Margaret. And there's only two superstar DJs on Sunshine. He's one of them and I'm the other one. And once we get together, you see, it costs the company so much money to produce rubbish like this. They've taken it off. In actual fact, we haven't made the decision ourselves. We've been sacked, haven't we?
That's it.
You know, I know what
somebody said. It's like the Ron and Martin laughing of Sunshine Radio.
That's right.
You've forgotten the other comedian on your show.
Well, we said, can we have the same pay that they get? That's why they're taking us off.
You see, they get 3 and 6. We put a rise in for 5 bob and they wouldn't do it. They're a mean lot at Sunshine, these bosses. Yes. Anyway, Margaret, cutting a long story very short. You look very nice tonight.
Pardon?
I say you look very nice tonight.
Thank you very much. You look pretty good with that...
I like your new wig.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
It's nearly as good as yours, isn't it?
I'll get my own back on you.
You've got it on back to front, Margaret.
I know. You like it best that way.
Yes, I know.
Are you going out tonight, Margaret?
Pardon?
Are you going out tonight?
Only if you take me.
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to do that. I haven't got any money.
You're a coward.
I'm going down to the Rose and Crown for a few jars.
You're going downhill quick.
With our James at 6 o'clock.
Anyway, Margaret, thanks for calling.
All right.
Thanks for all your lovely letters, actually.
Bye, Margaret.
Bye-bye now. Actually, we've received lots of letters for this programme on a Saturday afternoon. But
We have.
Time after time.
All good things have to come. Too far ahead.
A new one from Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Well, that's it. 2 minutes past six. Martin.
Never mind. We all good things have to come to an end, don't we?
Isn't this exciting?
Isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
That phone has to stop going this afternoon.
We're off the air. We finish at six.
Hang on a second. Hello, who's there?
Hello, is that Sunshine Radio?
It is, and you're live on the air at the moment.
Oh, I'm not.
You are. Oh, yes, you are. what do you want, madam? What can we do for you?
Can I ask for a request, please?
You can do it yourself, because we're just about to go off the air.
No, I don't want it now. I want it for tomorrow.
Well, I tell you something. You just stay there, and I'll come back to you in a little later, okay?
Yes.
Don't go away, will you?
I know people ringing up like that.
Anyway, on behalf of all our broadcasting and technical staff, and there's two of them here at the moment.
That's it.
We'd like to wish you a very, very warm and peaceful good night.
Yes.
And until tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with Dave Dunn. This is James Harding and
Martin Kay
saying
good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. We broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz, that's 299 meters medium wave, channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is Tenbury Wells 811306. Sunshine Radio is an independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.